I'm Fred Galt. I am a professorial fellow at the United Nations University Merit in Maastricht, the Netherlands.
What are you doing in Canada then?
I am a Canadian. I worked at Statistics Canada for 24 years. I was at the International Development Research Center for 15 months after I retired, bringing innovation into the development agenda, which is one of my missions in life. At UNU Merit, I run development projects in Africa supported by IDRC. So I still have all my Canadian roots. I just happen to do it out of a United Nations university.
Well, why is innovation a passion of yours?
It makes the world a better place. That is why I am fascinated by it. It helps business to do things better, to create value, new products. We all carry around our wonderful smart telephones, which change our lives. And I think all this is good. More importantly, we are able to address or bring innovation into developing countries and try to solve the problem of the bottom billion, where people are literally starving. And if we can improve their lot, that is a good thing.
One of the questions you asked today is, how do you measure innovation? How do you measure innovation?
I think we have no difficulty measuring innovation. The OECD has developed a set of definitions over the last 20-odd years, and those definitions are used in surveys conducted every few years in Europe and occasionally in Canada. And from those surveys, we're able to see what business is doing by sector, by geography, and the impact of these activities on their profit and on their labor force. More broadly, we also have studies like that conducted by the Council of Canadian Academy, where people very experienced in business have come together and talked about Canada's challenge on the innovation front.
Well, there seems to be some concern that Canada just doesn't measure up. Is that the case?
That was the conclusion of the panel from the Council of Canadian Academies. They concluded that Canada fell short, I believe, is the title of their report, or Why Canada Fell Short. And that is based on multi-factor productivity estimates and a direct comparison with the United States. And we do not perform as well as people in the United States. And the reason given is that innovation is not a key part of the business strategy of firms in Canada.
Should it be?
Well, that is an excellent question, and I think a number of policy people would argue that it should be, but it will never be until firms themselves are convinced that it's going to help them create more value and make more money. And if you can make your money by taking something out of the ground and depositing it 100 kilometers south of where you found it, then you don't have to worry about research or innovation. So we have to begin to think a little bit more about what we do with our resources.
What do you suggest we do?
That is going beyond my pay grade. But I think we are all going to have to learn to survive and function better in a highly competitive global economy. And that means moving up the value chain, because there are plenty of people out there starting at the bottom of the value chain, working up towards us. And if we don't move higher up the tree and create more value added, we are going to find ourselves threatened.
So what are some of the challenges there that need to be overcome so that we can move up? What are we lacking?
Well, I think others would suggest that we lack a willingness to take risk. We are fairly conservative people in Canada, always have been, and it's good that our banking sector is unwilling to take risk, because we have not suffered as greatly from the financial crisis as other countries. But in business, there is a need, perhaps, to take more risk, and perhaps there is a need for government programs to help share that risk or spread it over time. So an increased willingness to take risk, and that requires a greater entrepreneurial spirit in Canada.
Is that the sort of thing, though, that you can solve or help along by innovation policy?
It depends upon how broadly you interpret innovation policy, because innovation policy is a very broad subject. We can go into the school system and teach people about successes in business as part of the curriculum and the benefits and the dangers of risk taking, and perhaps encourage people to become more inclined to manage risk.
When countries like Canada are trying to formulate strategies, are there lessons that can be learned from what's been done on a global scale?
At the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in Paris, we would like to think so. Ministers in 2007 asked the organization to produce an innovation strategy. That does not mean a strategy for the OECD, but some guidelines help for the 30 member countries, of which Canada is one. And the OECD has enormous analytical resources to look around the 30 countries to see what has worked well in some places and not in others. And they can put that together and provide guidelines to member countries who may wish to update their innovation strategies or create a totally new innovation strategy. And I think that is an important contribution on the global scale.
Well, what's worked well and what hasn't?
That depends upon what country you're in. If we look at coordination, and coordination is an important part of any innovation strategy, Finland runs a whole of government approach, but it's a relatively small economy with about three large enterprises. So whole of government coordination works there. If we go to the United States, a much bigger economy, you are never going to get collaboration across all of the departments of government. Homeland Security will not necessarily collaborate with the Department of Defense or the Department of Commerce. They can still initiate innovation policy and implement it and make significant social and economic change. So learning that coordination differs from country to country is a useful thing, especially when you can see how it works or does not work.
What might work for Canada then, especially if we're trying to converge policy with the way business carries on?
What will work for Canada, and this is again quite difficult because Canada is a federal country, and it does not have a Ministry of Education at the federal level. So if you are going to try to change the culture of people dealing with business and business opportunities, you've got to go to the provinces and the territories and the education system. Now that requires buy-in from several levels of public administration, and that is a significant challenge. Then you have other framework conditions, all of the regulations which govern business. And one of the failures that we have observed in innovation, which is not always good, is that the financial crisis arose from innovation in financial services in the United States, a classic case of a new product put on the market which diffused widely and then self-destructed, placing us in the situation we are now in. So you have to be reasonably careful about how you regulate. Smart regulation is a term that has been used, and that is a role for government. But again, you have to know how far you can go with regulation before you stifle innovation. A delicate balance.
Thank you very much, Fred.
You are welcome. A pleasure.